You are listening to episode 155, and today I am talking to you all about how to find freedom on the other side of thoughts that create suffering. Take a listen. Hey friends, welcome back to Same Boat Huddle, the podcast where we have real, raw, and honest talk about life as mothers. I'm your host, Erin Miller of Erin Joyce Co. I'm a certified counselor, personal development mentor for mothers, an author, and a published photographer. I know, quite a mix of things, right? Becoming a wife to my main squeeze 10 years ago was a dream come true. I was on cloud nine. I was a new wife, I had just started my counseling career, and my life was organized, and I had energy to do all of the things. Fast forward 5 years from then, I had left my career, I was home with two babies while building my photography business, and was hardly able to keep my head above water. Despite having an amazing husband, healthy children, and a beautiful home, I felt completely lost in my overwhelm. I was burnt out, and then I hit rock bottom in my daily debilitating anxiety, and I thought, this cannot be happily ever after. There has to be more than this. And guess what, mama? There is. I get you. I hear you. I see you. I am you. I believe that every single mother can rewrite her story no matter what chapter she's on. You deserve more than the disheveled, burnt out, anxiety-ridden version of yourself that is hardly able to keep her head afloat. It's in this podcast that I am sharing how you can do that. Every week, I'm chatting about all of the tools and knowledge that I've collected over the past few years. These are the tools that not only pulled me out of survival mode, but are allowing me to thrive in motherhood. And guys, oh my gosh, I love my life so much, and it can be you too. Each episode, whether it's just me chatting or an interview with an amazing guest, it's going to be jam-packed with content, inspiration, and heart. Are you ready to rewrite your story? Well, grab my hand and let's do this. Hey mama, before we hop into today's episode, I just want to read a couple things to you. Here's the first one. I matter just as much as everyone else in my life, and I do have the time to take care of myself. My body is so smart and constantly talking to me. If I listen with curiosity, I'm led to the next best step. I don't always have to be and go 100%. Strong is also rest and fluid. Just because I can do it doesn't mean I need to or should do it. It's okay to ask and receive help. This is from Megan. The next one. I have tremendous power within myself. I do not need permission to be me or seek out external validation. There is great power in following my own intuition. There is much good to me and much good to come. That's from Colleen. Learning a way of aligning my physical, mental, spiritual, social, emotional health in a way to maximize my own best in all areas of my life. As a result, I might affect others in a positive way. I am empowered to take positive action. That's from Jane. It's all within me to change my state of mind in the moment, and I have all of the incredible tools to do that now. That's from Cheryl. I'm not terrified to be me anymore. I can do anything if I want to, even if I'm scared. I know how to support myself in healthy ways. I am worth and I am enough. I'm worth it and I am enough, always. And now I can show my babies that too. That's from Rachel. Oh, that last line catches me in my throat a lot. These are women who've been through the Layered Growth Academy. I'm emotional talking about them because they all came to me, not these people. They were terrified to get on the phone with me. Most of them were really scared to spend the money on themselves and commit to such a long program. But honestly, in the scheme of life, it's very short. And I'm always blown away by who women become once they've been through the program and who they continue to become beyond it. That these are women who came in with no direction, completely burnt out, sick, just unfulfilled in life, floating around, not feeling like they had direction, insecure, lack of confidence, all of these things. And all of them, while very different women, are also women who had a lot of commonalities, and they found that in themselves. And it was very validating for them to know, like, wow, I'm not the only woman who's like this. I'm not the only woman who thinks that way or, you know, needs that validation from somewhere else. And through their 4 months of working with me, this program is now 5 months, this is who they became. Like, these words that I just read to you were from their mouths. My only question to them was, what was your biggest takeaway? It wasn't, I learned how to schedule. It wasn't, I now understand how to cycle sync. It wasn't anything concrete like that. If you listen to all of it, while tools are a part of it and help, what they got away from it was, and what they got from it was their life. It was their heart and their souls were back, you know, that they have all this confidence and they know who they are and they understand their worth. And it's just unbelievable to be a witness to something like that. So if you heard these words and you were thinking, man, I want to be able to say those things, then the Layered Growth Academy might be something for you. It is a 5-month program. There are a ton, it's just a ton of content. It's 16 weeks worth of content, 5 months long of one-on-one mentorship. We have ability to talk every single day if we need to, if we want to. You have a call every other week to talk with me face-to-face. And just an unbelievable mentorship to really help you integrate everything that I teach you. And it's certainly accessible outside of the program, but the growth, and all of them also said their biggest growth happened through our relationship, the mentoring relationship, which quite honestly, I didn't expect to hear from them. And it's just also very validating for me to know, like, that was my experience in coaching too, that anybody could have handed me the content and I could have gone through it, but I never would have grown the way I did had it not been for relationships with the women who coached me in my life and continue to. So I definitely, there's something to be said about that. So if you're even a little bit interested, definitely take a look. Go to erinjoycementoring.com under Work With Me, Layered Growth Academy, and just read about it. See if it sits with you. You have 1 week to really process it, to decide if you want to be one of the two women who get to snag these spots for June. I'm keeping applications open for 1 week. So it'll be June 7th, 9 a.m. EST that these applications will be open. Anybody can apply. I will accept a million applications if a million people apply. Only two will be accepted. So that's through our phone call, our clarity call. It's truly a matter of, like, if we're a good fit, if you feel like you are, if I feel like you are too, like if I feel like this program will serve you, which most people who apply, this will serve you. I can pretty much say that. After that, if you decide you want to do it, you get to choose to, like, you tell me, hey, Erin, I'm ready. I'm a go. I'm in. Sign me up. So the first two people who say that to me are in. Okay. So definitely these are coveted spots. This is life altering. This is changing the trajectory of your life. This is not for the faint of heart. This is, it's truly a lifestyle change. It's remarkable. It's an incredible experience for both of us. So I'm so excited for those of you who will be applying. If you have any questions before it gets started, please do not hesitate. I do not sell, you know, our clarity call after you apply is just that, to gain clarity. Is this right for me? Is this what I want to do? After that, is when you can decide if you want to do it or not. If you have questions before applying, like I said, don't hesitate. I'm not going to try and sell it to you. I will just give you information. That's what I'm here for. We need the information to be able to make informed decisions, right? So that's all I'm here to give you. So just don't hesitate to reach out. Okay, my friends, I think that is all. And enjoy today's episode. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Same Boat Huddle. Erin Miller here of Erin Joyce Co. Thank you so much for joining me today. I always appreciate and love for you to listen. I am not on social media right now as this goes live. I'm in the middle of my 2-week life of detox. If you want to know why or what that is, you can listen to last week's episode 154. Today, I want to share with you a concept that is really important. It typically comes up in Layered Growth Academy. It's not a module. It's not something I teach, but without fail, always comes up. I do have a bonus content from a workshop that was offered by a friend of mine named Morgan, and that is in the Layered Growth Academy. So if you join Layered Growth Academy, this is part of the content. It's a really beautiful workshop. But I just want to share the idea of this because I think it's really, really poignant right now in our current culture. It's something that is poignant always, but especially right now. So if you have never heard of Byron Katie, go ahead and put her in a search engine and have fun down that rabbit hole. It's truly, her work is life-changing. It's remarkable, and it's a concept that has changed my life. It's changed my relationship with my anxiety. It's changed how I interact with people who trigger me, period. Whether it's my kids in a moment, if it's someone in my family, if it's the world, if it's a certain group of people, I don't like anybody, okay? This is going to change everything for you. So listen up. I'm not an expert in this. I definitely encourage you, if this piques your interest, there's so much out there to research. So don't hesitate to go look it up and dig into it even more. Lots of experts out there in the world. So Byron Katie, she teaches the concept that your thoughts create your own suffering. And her work, honestly, so her work is actually called The Work, okay? So her work is actually quite triggering. It's going to piss you off. And that's where, you know, you're doing like, I don't know, that's the worst part about personal growth is that you're not going to feel good doing it necessarily, but you're going to feel good at the end and through it, just like running a marathon, as if I can speak to that because I've never run a marathon. But I was a swimmer, so maybe I could speak to that. But like any sport, you know, it's you are just, you push yourself, you're like moving through it and you're like, I'm so uncomfortable, but I know this is gonna make me stronger. You know, waking up to get in the pool at 5 a.m. doesn't feel so great, but I'm doing it because it's gonna make me stronger. You know, I've trained to run this marathon. I'm almost to the finish line. Once I'm there, I know I'm going to feel like $1 million, whatever. And that's okay. So that, even that concept is a little like, it promotes the hustle push mentality, and that's not what I'm doing. But just recognizing that in order to grow, we have to be a little uncomfortable, right? We're not going to build our muscles. We're not going to, even like healing your gut is quite uncomfortable in the messy middle of it. There's always a messy middle. And part of understanding where your thoughts are coming from is just, it's getting real and vulnerable with yourself and taking accountability and admitting like, okay, I'm wrong here. And that's uncomfortable to say that. And her work really triggers that in you. It's challenging your thoughts. It's basically saying like, you're kind of wrong in thinking that, and that's your fault and you have to do something about it. So she has two worksheets that I recommend. One is called the Judge Your Neighbor worksheet and One Belief at a Time worksheet. Go ahead, put them in a search engine. They come up. There's actually a PDF that you can fill out online. There's also an app called The Work, and you can fill those things out on there. So what it is basically is really recognizing what your thought is and then being able to challenge yourself with that thought. So in the Judge Your Neighbor worksheet, there's a series of six questions and then turnarounds. So it takes some time just to go through this one worksheet. But what I love about this is I kind of pull from this concept throughout the day. So the big questions that I ask myself are, is this really true? And who would I be without this thought? And those two things are where I find my freedom. Like on the other side of this is freedom. So really ask yourself, is this really true? And sometimes you're going to say yes, but really ask yourself, you know, if you're thinking, now I'm not going to get into like, I'll be straight up. Like I'm talking about political stuff right now. I'm talking about any controversial topic that's going on in our country right now is triggering all of us. And so many of us are allowing it to take power over us. And we are allowing our thoughts to create suffering. And it's through really using this work that you can release yourself from that and find freedom from it. And this is why, like, does it mean you'll never be triggered again? No. Like Byron Katie, maybe. Me? No. But it's where I recognize my trigger and be like, okay, is this really true? So I'm not going to use any of that as an example, but I highly, strongly, very strongly encourage you that if you are someone who's suffering from your thoughts around what's going on in our country right now, I definitely recommend taking the time to do this and maybe even seeking support. They have people you can free phone calls to help you work through these worksheets. It's amazing. But asking yourself, so let's say I'm angry with my husband for not taking out the trash. Okay. This is a Judge Your Neighbor worksheet and it tells you how to fill it out, but that would be my thought, right? I'm angry with my husband for not filling out or taking out the trash because it means he doesn't care. Okay. Is that really true? And honestly, like, I'm in a space, I would say, like, no, of course that's not true. There's another question after that that says, is this really true? Like, actually, no question, true. And that's where you have to really ask yourself, like, okay, I really feel like it's true, but maybe, like, there is a small possibility it's not true, right? And sometimes you still say, yeah, no, it's 100% true, like, factual fact. In my mind, it's fact, it's true. So the statement is, I'm angry with my husband because he didn't take out the trash, and it's because he doesn't care. Is this true? No. Okay. Who would I be without that thought? Okay. My husband doesn't take out the trash. I have no thought that he doesn't care because he didn't take out the trash. So who would I be? I would be happy. I would not be resentful. I would not be bothered. Okay. That's who I would be without that thought. Doesn't that sound amazing? So I have the choice to find that freedom. And then there's the other part of this is the turnarounds. And this is where the actual shift, sorry for my dog barking. He can hear me. He's hungry for lunch. This is where the shift can really begin to happen, is when you do turnarounds. So turnarounds can get a little tough, and this is where it can get pretty triggering. So it's turning it around. So it could be like swapping the names, or it could be like, I am angry with myself for not taking out the trash or doing the chores because it means I don't care. And it's that for me. And you're going to find your turnaround that's like, whoa. Because another turnaround could be, you know, my husband's angry at me for not taking out the trash because I don't care. Well, no, that means nothing to me because there's nothing to that. That would not be true. Like, that doesn't hit anything. But when I say I'm angry at myself for not taking out the trash because it means I don't care, that's where I'm like, oh, maybe that's what's going on, which means I'm probably projecting, right? That I'm totally projecting onto my husband. That it doesn't mean he doesn't care, but maybe like when I'm not doing house chores, I assume that my family thinks I don't care about them, right? And that's where we can really dig into the belief and be like, oh, that's where that's coming from. And then you begin to find the freedom from that thought of realizing like, oh, that there isn't any truth behind that. Like, that's not true that he doesn't care because he didn't take out the trash. And I want to be the person without that thought. And it's doing these, this isn't like, okay, I did the sheet, I'm not angry with my husband anymore, done. Especially things that are deeply rooted. Again, things going on in our country right now are going to trigger you in a very deep way. And you have to do multiple sheets, right? This is digging deep. This is work. It is called work for a reason. Everything I preach about, like, there's no switch. I wish there was. I remember, and I say it all the time, saying to my therapist, is there a switch to turn off my anxiety? No. This is just going to require a lot of persistence. You choose if you're going to get through this or not. You know, it's constantly showing up and doing it. So this work is required all the time, consistently. When you catch yourself with a thought that's creating suffering, ask yourself, is this really true? Who would I be without this thought? So when I had anxiety badly, like daily, when I started to feel it, I would ask myself, like, what am I anxious about? Always around my kids getting sick. You know, like, oh my gosh, I think he might be getting sick. Is this really true? I know my kid. I know they're getting sick. Okay, is this really true? No, I actually have no evidence to know if my child's getting sick right now. And I'm catastrophizing. I have an episode on all the defense mechanisms if you want to go back and listen to that. But I was catastrophizing, making a mountain out of a molehill, right? Of thinking what could end up happening to my kid. You know, I'm going to end up having to take a day off. I'm going to miss shooting a wedding. And I would just go down this spiral. So my thoughts would be creating the suffering. But when I would come back to ask myself, is this really true? And I would come back to what is true right now in this moment, this second. That's where I could release from my anxiety, to realize everything I'm anxious about, none of it is around me right now. In this present moment, none of it is true. And that's where I was able to find my freedom and release from the thoughts that would create anxiety. And also remembering, like, who could I be without this thought, right? So then let go of the thought. So I've been doing this a lot around things going on in our country. And I can truly say, like, while I'm 1,000,000% triggered by things, like, I could never truthfully sit here and be like, I'm not triggered, I'm not bothered. Like, of course I am. There's so much going on. It's really hard to witness a country full of so much hate and fear. It's hard to watch, but I always come back to the space of love and compassion for people who are angry right now. No matter who you are, no matter what you believe in, no matter what you're choosing for yourself,
I recognize that we're all trying to do the very best we can. And when we project our anger and say mean things and we're passive aggressive and hold really significant judgments toward other people, a lot of people who we don't know, like think about that. Like who, we don't have the right, I don't know you. Like how can I possibly know what is best for you or what you should quote unquote believe? I don't even know you, right? So I kind of come back to this space of this love and compassion of like, while you look really angry and you're doing passive aggressive things and it's making me feel like I'm a bad person or vice versa or whatever, I recognize that you're doing that truly out of a space of wanting to have love and compassion, right? Like you want things to be better. And the way you're doing it, you feel is the way to do it. So when someone else isn't doing it, it's like, I'm angry with so-and-so for not believing what I believe in because that's why the world's a bad place, right? Judge your neighbor. Turn it around. Do the turnarounds. Ask yourself, who would I be without that thought? I would be totally confident and grounded in the decisions and beliefs I have for myself and have no attachment to what other people believe for themselves. I trust that they're doing the right thing for themselves too and with their own confidence and grounding. And that can't change my life and what I do for myself, right? And it's very complicated. And as I hear myself talking about this, I feel like, oh my goodness, like you can't even really have a full conversation about it without having a full conversation about it. So I hope that I'm giving you enough to pique your interest to really dig into Byron Katie stuff. Even just sitting and watching her videos, she does a lot of videos that show her actually doing the work. I really encourage you to just go from this podcast and just quick search, maybe find like a 15-20 minute video and just watch her do the work on somebody on stage. And I'm telling you, it is like, whoa, that's what it is. And this is a concept that you can become completely free from, like that anger you have towards someone in your family, or like, I can't believe they make me feel this way. And every time they do this, I'm so pissed off and I can't be in this room with this person. I can't even look at them or all of those things you can be completely free from through this work. It is remarkable. And I'm so free from being trapped by that stuff. I used to be consumed by all of that. And even like thinking and being concerned what other people think and believe, you know what I mean? I don't have that anymore because of this work, because I have found the freedom on the other side of it. Of like, oh, this is who I am without that thought. Our thoughts create our suffering. So we really have to check ourselves to understand like what is true, what is not true. What do I have control over, which is me, myself, and I. And I have to let go of the rest. And I know that feels hard because I think there's a rabbit hole of a conversation of you know, creating change in the world. But we do it by being us, right? Not by micromanaging and trying to change other people, but by being leaders and showing the world what it looks like to live in love and compassion and without judgment. That is what ends up changing the world. And it all comes back to even like that quote I read in the beginning here of the mom who was like, not only am I doing this for myself, but now I get to teach my babies how to do this, that we get to change a full generation. Like it's probably going to take a full generation for things to shift here, folks. Like this is not going to be overnight. But the way we do that is modeling to our children what it looks like to be loving and accepting of other people, particularly other people in which we don't see eye to eye with, right? That, and it's because I have the freedom from my own thoughts and my own suffering that I have space for you to be you. And that is how I'm going to change the world, is by being me and not being so concerned with you and who you are and what you choose for yourself. But it's really hard to do that when you're surrounded by people who don't function the same way. But that is how we're going to make the change. And this work is a huge part of it, is my belief. Anyway, that's my belief. You might disagree and you're allowed to feel that way. But I definitely encourage you to work on your thoughts. And, you know, a lot of our limiting beliefs, this is a ton of what I do in Layered Growth Academy, is really identifying those limiting beliefs and shifting them and rewiring them. And this is a really great way to do it. And I encourage, I've said it a million times, go research Byron Katie, B-Y-R-O-N Katie, and do the work. Do it. So if you have questions, if you're like, I'm really interested in this, I have people I can send you to who are more well versed in it and can teach more of it. But there's so much accessibility online, truly. I'm sure she has a book. I've listened to tons of podcasts where she's been interviewed. So dig in, find your freedom, take a deep breath. We will get through this together, but we need to be responsible for our own work, not other people's, right? Okay, have an amazing week. I will be back next Monday, and that's also when those Layered Growth Academy applications will go live. Only 2 of you will get in, coveted spots. Definitely don't wait if it's calling your name. All right, everyone, have an amazing week. I'll talk to you next week. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Hey, guys, before you go, we have a couple favors to ask.
Leave a rating and a review.
Your ratings and reviews tell the podcast people that this podcast is worth listening to, and then they help it get to the people who need to hear it. Also, don't forget to take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram at Erin Joyce Co. I love seeing which episodes you love, and you also get to help me get the message out to other mamas that life can be pretty amazing. And if you're not a part of my free Facebook group, be sure to join. It's called Same Boat Huddle. Kind of easy to remember, right? It's the safe space to connect with other women just like you and to also get even more of me. I can't wait to see you there. That's it. Don't forget.
Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Have a great week. Thank you.